from Hollywood. Heartbeat Theater, produced by the C.P. McGregor Studios for the Salvation Army. Welcome now to another drama about this world of ours, with its comedy and tragedy, happiness and sadness, hope and despair, and quite often a world made more stable and serene through the unceasing care and concern of the Salvation Army, serving man in the service of God. Kathy Simmons is a pretty woman in her early 30s, a loyal wife and mother. However, she is weak-willed and easily influenced. At the moment, she feels quite insecure because her husband has been seeing another woman. Here is Act One of a radio play by Richard G. Matthews, titled A Stitch in Time.
Nice day, isn't it, miss?
Oh, yes, it is.
Can I buy you a drink?
All right. I'm drinking Bloody Marys.
Say, bartender, another Bloody Mary for the lady. I'll have the same. I'm Jack Murphy. What's your name?
Carolyn.
Hello, Carolyn.
Hello.
Bloody Marys are a good afternoon drink, aren't they?
Yes, they are, but that's all I ever drink anyway. But that's so I can't taste the alcohol.
Yeah, I know what you mean. You live around here?
No, I live across town.
What are you doing here, Slummy?
Well, I came here because... Well, I was doing some shopping.
You didn't find anything you liked, huh?
No, not yet.
What are you looking for?
Oh, just shopping.
Huh. Are you married, Carolyn?
Yes, I mean...
That's what I thought. You don't look the type who'd normally hang out in a bar all alone. You're too nervous, you know what I mean?
Does it show that much?
Like a rose in a weed patch.
Thank you.
You're really very pretty.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For what?
For being here today.
Well, I had no intention. I didn't know. I had to get away. I don't know. Maybe I should go.
Not until you tell me what's troubling you. What is it, Carolyn?
My name's not Carolyn. It's Kathy. And I am married. And I have two children.
Oh, thanks, bartender. All right, Kathy, so what's the big deal? I'm married, too, and I have three kids. Well, that doesn't mean I don't want to see other women occasionally. Come on, don't be so hard on yourself. Everyone gets the urge to wander.
I don't. Well, I mean, I've never done this before. I don't even know why I'm here.
Hey, come on, baby. This isn't the place to do that. Look, I'm just in town on a convention. I'm staying at the Hotel Ambrose right down the street. We've got some vodka, we can pick up some tomato juice, and we'll have a couple of Bloody Marys. What do you say we go there? You can tell me all about it, huh? That's it. Dry those tears now. Come on. We'll be there in just a few minutes.
I don't know. I really shouldn't.
Look, I'm not going to take no for an answer. You're coming with me, we're going to have a couple of drinks while you tell me all of your troubles.
All right. Why not?
That's the girl. Bartender, check, please.
Thank you. Well, what'll you have, sir?
Let's see, a large can of tomato juice, Tabasco sauce, small salt and pepper, some Worcestershire sauce, and a couple of lemons.
Oh, margaritas, huh?
What? Oh, yeah. The hot sauce must have blew you.
Yeah, how'd you get?
Oh, say, and I'd better get another bottle of vodka. I don't know how much I have left.
Uh-huh. Kathy Simmons.
Mona. Oh, my goodness, Mona Lemons. How in the world are you?
Oh, I'm just fine. How are you?
Fine. What have you been doing all these years?
Are you in the service?
Yes, but not the kind I think you mean. I'm in the Salvation Army.
Oh, of course. Well, that's wonderful. You look great.
The Salvation Army? They don't have pretty women in the Salvation Army.
Well, I think you mean that as a compliment. Thank you. No, we're not always pretty, but we're always beautiful, at least where it counts.
Touché. I'm Jack Murphy, a friend of Kathy's.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mona.
Oh, that's all right. I'm Mona Lemons.
It's a pleasure. I take it you're old friends.
Oh, yes, yes. Mona and I went to high school together. We haven't seen each other in, let's see, how long has it been?
About 12 years. The last time I saw you was at a class reunion back in 1962.
That'll be 548.
Oh, yeah, here.
I remember.
Out of 20? Don't you have anything smaller?
Let's see. I think I might.
Well, it's been a long time, hasn't it?
What about Bob? That was your husband's name, wasn't it?
Yeah. Well, we're still...
No, I'm sorry. That's the smallest I have.
Well, excuse me. I'll get some change.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to pry. I'll get my milk. That's all I came for.
I'll go with you.
Hey, don't go away.
I'll be right back.
Mona, it's hard to explain.
You don't have to, Kathy.
But I want to. I need to.
All right.
Well, I can't hear now. Give me a coffee somewhere.
You mean now?
Yes, I don't want you to leave me alone with him.
Why, what's the matter? Is he bothering
you? No, shh. It's not him. He's all right. It's me. I just made a mistake, and I may not undo it if you leave. Please, Mona.
Of course, Kathy.
Okay, I got the stuff. You ready to go?
That's 73 cents, Captain.
Here you are, Hank.
Jack, I'm not going.
What? What do you mean you're not going? Of course you're going. We'll have a talk. You can relax. Tell me all your problems. Remember?
No.
Thanks, Captain.
Thank you, Hank.
I can't, Jack. You understand, don't you?
Yeah, I understand. Bad timing, that's all. Well, Captain, it was nice meeting you. Your shoulder is much softer than mine anyway. Kathy, maybe another time.
Goodbye, Jack.
Goodbye.
Yeah.
I don't live far from here. We can walk.
All right.
I shop at Hank's because it's close and he's a nice man.
Yeah, it's funny. Here we are living in the same city all this time at the opposite ends of town.
Oh, I've been living in San Francisco until about a year ago.
I didn't know that.
Yes, I got an offer to take a position down here and I thought it would be nice to come home for a while.
Mm-hmm.
My mother's still here. In fact, that's where we're going now. Oh, it's all right. She's down at the center today.
The center?
The Salvation Army.
Oh.
She helps out down there. I thought we could go to the apartment for some tea. It's quiet and we can talk there.
What about your father, Mona?
Well, he passed on shortly before I moved down here.
Oh, I'm sorry. He was a nice man.
The nicest. Mama got an apartment down here when I transferred to be close to me.
Well, I like your mother. I'm glad she's well.
Oh, she is. She's been a great help to us at the center.
Did you ever get married? Or does the Salvation Army allow that?
Oh, yes. No, I'm not married yet. I'm engaged, though, to a wonderful man. He's in the Army also, a major. We're going to be married in June.
Oh, your life sounds so full.
It's a good life, Kathy, if you make it so.
No, not my life. Not anymore.
You can't mean that, Kathy.
Oh, I mean it all right. When I look at your life, you've got your work, a purpose. You're your own woman, and you've got your man on top of it.
I'm his woman, too, or at least I will be in 2 months. It wasn't always roses, you know. Both John and I have had our share of problems. Shortly after I saw you the last time, I got engaged to a man who left me standing at the altar.
Oh, no.
It took me a long time to get over it. I sort of wandered for a couple of years. It wasn't until I found the Salvation Army and God that I had any true meaning in my life. John, the man I'm going to marry, lost his wife a few years ago.
Oh, Mona, I'm sorry. I guess I was just feeling sorry for myself.
No need to be sorry. The good Lord has a reason for it all.
Well, it's just that my life is so empty.
Do you have children, Kathy?
2 boys, 10 and 8.
Well, that doesn't sound too empty to me.
Oh, I love Toby and Sam, but I mean fulfillment as a person, not a woman.
I'm sorry, Kathy, but I really don't see the difference.
Well, I've been a housewife for almost 13 years. Oh, I worked for a while after we were first married. Then when the kids came along, I became just a housewife and mother.
What about God? Have you thought of giving your life to Him?
Well, we go to church sometimes, not as much as we should. I guess I've become disenchanted with that, too.
I don't mean just going to church once a week, but dedicating your whole life to Him.
Huh. It's It's been a long time since I had thoughts like that. I got so involved in things like, you know, the PTA and bridge clubs. Then I took up sewing. I started making all of the kids' clothes and Bob's and my own. I got so good, at least I thought I was, I seriously thought of starting my own line.
Well, why didn't you?
Bob talked me out of it. He said it would take me away from the home and the boys. And he was right. But I wanted to get away, to be on my own, well, at least some of the time. And then just the other day, I found out Bob has been seeing another woman. Mona, I was stunned. We've always been so close. I've never once thought of cheating on him. I can't forgive him. It's like he took our marriage and crumpled it like the paper it was written on. I can't forgive him. I want to, but how do you forgive someone who's taken your trust and thrown it in your face?
All right, there. It's okay. We'll be home in a minute and you can have a good cry.
Sorry. It seems I keep apologizing.
That's all right. You shouldn't feel bad about letting out a few well-deserved tears. Here we are.
Is this where your mother lives?
Uh-huh. Let's go up. I know it's hard to forgive a thing like that. It took me a long time to realize I was only hurting myself by being bitter. I'm sure Bob must love you very much. Has he stopped seeing this woman?
Well, he says he has, but how can I trust him after that?
Well, you could give him another chance.
I can't. I'm so angry and hurt that he would do such a thing. What's the matter?
I can't seem to find my keys. Well, that's odd. I knew I had them. I took them out to get the change to pay for the milk and... Oh, no, I left them on the counter. Well, you wait here and I'll run back and get them.
I'll be right back.
All right.
Hello again. Seems we live in the same direction.
Oh, hello. Now, don't go away, Kathy.
Yo.
Well, I told you we'd meet again.
Hello, Jack.
Well, did you have a nice talk?
I seem more confused than ever.
Well, you know, it's still not too late for that drink.
I couldn't.
It might take your mind off things.
Yeah, it might at that. Good grief, I don't know.
Well, I do. Come on. It'll do you some good.
All right, let's go.
Good. I'll make you the best Bloody Mary you've ever had.
So ends the first act of A Stitch in Time. We will continue in a moment. You know, with radio, television, telephone, Telstar, and the like, we have the most highly efficient method of communication. But even with all this, there are times when we still can't seem to get through to each other. And this terrible lack of communication has been the cause of many human problems, not the least of which are the misunderstandings and fears that can lead ultimately to divorce. The Salvation Army recognizes this problem and has established a family counseling service which provides a sort of safety valve, a place where people can come and talk out their problems, and quite often, and with God's help, find their own answers. This is another area in which the Salvation Army has met a need with hand to man and heart to God. And now back to the second act of A Stitch in Time, today's C.P. McGregor Studios production for the Salvation Army.
Mr. Simmons?
Yes.
Mr. Simmons, I'm Captain Mona Lemons of the Salvation Army. I'm an old friend of Kathy's.
Well, is Kathy with you? Is she all right?
No, she's not with me. I saw her briefly yesterday. Didn't she come home?
No, she hasn't been home since yesterday. I'm worried she might do something drastic or something has happened to her.
Now, try to calm down, Mr. Simmons. Now, I'm sure Kathy's all right. She was somewhat upset when I saw her yesterday, but not enough to do, as you say, something drastic.
Well, where was it you saw her?
Near the Salvation Army on Front Street.
What did she say where she was going? Give you any ideas?
No, we were going to my mother's apartment for tea. I had left my keys at the store and went back to get them, and when I returned, she was gone.
Was she alone?
Well, she was alone when I last saw her.
Will you do me a favor? Call me if you see her, or have her call.
Yes, of course.
I'm going over to that area and drive around, see if I can find her. Can I have your phone number?
Yes. The number is Delaware 25146.
Thank you very much, Captain. Lemons?
Yes, Mona Lemons. And, Mr. Simmons, don't worry. Kathy is a good person, and she can take care of herself.
Well, thanks. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Salvation Army, may I help you?
Mama? They have you answering phones today?
I'm just relieving Harriet for a coffee break. How are you, dear?
I'm fine. Mama, I called Kathy's home and she hasn't been back since yesterday. I'm worried that she might ruin her life over this incident. Oh, hold on, Mama. Someone's at the door. Who is it?
It's me, Kathy.
Oh, Kathy. Hi. Hi, come on in. Mama's on the phone. I'll be right with you. Mama, it's Kathy.
Well, that's good. I'm glad she's all right. Give her my love and tell her to visit me.
I will, Mama. Goodbye.
Goodbye, dear.
Mama sends her love and tells you to visit her.
Well, that's nice of her. I'd like to see her. Do you have any coffee?
Oh, yes. I'll put the water on. You had us worried.
Who's us?
Well, I called your house this morning. I thought you had gone home. I talked to Bob.
Oh? How is Bob taking my leave of absence?
He's very worried about you.
Well, of course. They used to be worried about runaway slaves, too.
Oh, Kathy, it can't be as bad as all that.
Oh, I'm just being facetious. No, no. Actually, Bob is an understanding man, much more so than most. I even think I might be able to talk to him.
Do you want to call him from here?
No, not yet. You know, when I left here yesterday, I went off with Jack Murphy.
Well, I thought you probably had.
Well, he's a nice man. Well, perhaps a little pushy. Typical salesman. Well, anyway, we went to his place for a couple of drinks. Of course, he was just as pushy, even more so. I finally just grabbed my coat and left. Mona, it wasn't another man I wanted. That wouldn't solve anything. Of course, I had to find that out. I just wanted to get even with Bob for his affair.
Where did you go then?
I walked for a while, just trying to clear my head.
Oh, excuse me a moment. Do you want cream and sugar?
No, just black. Can I help?
No, that's all right. I've got it. Do you want some cookies or toast?
No, thanks. I couldn't eat a thing.
Well, I'll bring them in anyway. Mama made them. I'll leave them here if you want to try one later.
Oh, thanks.
There. Now, what happened then?
Well, I just walked around for a while. Then I decided to visit a friend from the women's club I belong to. It tastes good. She was always trying to get me to visit.
Well, why didn't you come back here?
I was too embarrassed. You know, sometimes it's easier to talk to a comparative stranger than a longtime friend.
Yes, I guess it is sometimes.
Well, anyway, I went over to Linda's, found her home and willing to listen. She lives with her daughter. She's divorced and I guess somewhat lonely. Well, I just poured out everything that's been bottled up inside for years. Mona, she understood me completely. More than anyone has. More than I do myself.
Is that where you stayed last night?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She offered to let me live there if I wanted to leave Bob.
Are you thinking of it? Leaving Bob?
I've been thinking of nothing else for 2 days.
Well, this, to me, doesn't sound like an answer any more than another man. Oh, it's wonderful to have warm friends who understand. But I don't see how in that situation you'd be any more your own woman than you are now. You'd still have to deal with everyday situations, raising your children, getting along with other people, and especially yourself and God. You can never run away from yourself or God. He's with you wherever you are.
I know that, Mona. That's one of the reasons I came back here. I knew if anyone could help me, you could. I don't want to leave, Bob, but I just can't go on like we were before, especially after what happened.
Why don't you talk to Bob? I'm sure you can work things out. And as worried as he is, well, I think he's learned a lesson from this.
Thanks, Mona. I will.
I don't think he's home now, though. He was on his way over to this area to look for you, but you can try.
I think I will.
Do you want more coffee?
Oh, please. Busy. He hasn't left yet.
No, could be.
Here you go. Thanks. You know, I think I will try one of your mother's cookies.
Oh, please do. They're really good.
Mmm. They're delicious. What are they?
They're chocolate chip, oatmeal, sesame seed butter, and date nut. Mama likes to try different combinations.
Well, they are delicious. You tell her for me.
You know, I've been thinking, Kathy. You were talking about fulfillment and how you thought my life was so full that I have my own life plus having my man. Well, I think one of the reasons life has been so good to me, or really the whole reason, is the work I do for God and not for myself. Oh, not that I don't get pleasure from it, but that's the beauty of giving selflessly. You get so much in return. It really is much more blessed to give than to receive. I don't mean to preach, Kathy. It's just that I thought since you are a seamstress, well, the Salvation Army could certainly use your talents. You could spend some of your spare time fixing up the clothes that are given us, plus make some new ones out of the material we get. In time, maybe you could start your own line like you were thinking about. And you'd be giving yourself to the beauty of the Lord. What do you think?
I don't know. I hadn't thought about anything like that.
Well, it's certainly something to mull over. You don't have to let me know right away. I think you'll find, though, that the more you selflessly give, the more happy and abundant your life will become in all areas.
I think it's a wonderful idea. Mona, it fills me with new hope just to think about it. It also makes me stop to think about how really self-centered I've been all my life. Now I've turned my back on God.
Oh, Kathy, you've always been a good person.
I don't mean really selfish, but certainly allowing myself to wallow in self-pity.
I think most of us go through periods like that until we learn how useless it is.
I guess so. But it is a rather rude awakening.
Well, that's past and gone. We've got to think about your future. Then you think you'll do it?
Oh, yes.
Oh, that's wonderful. Oh, excuse me. Hello?
Hello, Captain Lemons. This is Bob Simmons.
Oh, hello, Mr. Simmons.
Look, I was just wondering if you had any word from Kathy.
As a matter of fact, she's here with me now.
She is? Well, can I... Will she talk to me?
So, hold on, please. Kathy?
Thanks.
Hello, Bob.
Kathy, baby, are you all right?
Yes, I'm fine.
Look, honey, I'm not going to ask any questions. I'm just happy you're all right. The kids and I miss you. Please come home. I'll change, sweetheart. I don't know why I did it. It just happened. But it won't again. Honest,
Bob.
I'm sorry. I'm just glad that you're all right.
I'm all right, Bob, and I'm coming home.
Oh, sweetheart, I love you.
I love you too, Bob.
Look, you know what I was thinking? I know your life hasn't been that exciting or even that rewarding.
Bob, I...
No, let me finish. You know, have you wanted your own shop for some time now? Well, you know, I saw this little storefront. It'd be just perfect for you.
Bob, I'm going to work for the Salvation Army.
What?
I'm going to work for the Salvation Army. Oh, not for money or anything, but just to try and help others for a change. In time, if I still feel like it, then maybe I'll try designing my own line of clothes.
Well, that's great, Kathy. What made you decide that?
Oh, a lot of things I've been thinking about. And some things Mona said. Bob, do you realize how long it's been since we thought of living our lives for God?
I know. I've been doing a lot of thinking, too. I know I've been wrong, Kathy.
Oh, honey, why don't you come and pick me up?
Sweetheart, I'll be there in a flash.
Now, don't go speeding. I'll be here when you get here.
Okay, baby. I'll see you in a bit. I love you.
Me too. Bye. Mona, it started happening already. I feel toward Bob like I haven't felt in years. And he even offered to let me open my own store, and I'd only made the decision to start working for God.
I told you, Kathy, isn't it wonderful?
Oh, Mona, it's beautiful.
You've been listening to A Stitch in Time, written for Heartbeat Theater by Richard G. Matthews. Jane Webb was heard as Kathy Simmons. Others featured in the cast were Iris Mann, Scott Ellsworth, and Maurice Hart. Heartbeat Theater was produced by the C.P. McGregor Studios in Hollywood and directed by Don Hills. Please join us next week for another Heartbeat Theater story. Until then, this is your host, Marvin Miller, wishing you a very pleasant week.